Our scripture reading today, Psalms 52:9, "For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people, and I will hope in your name, for your name is good." 1 Thessalonians 5:16, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
I'm coming from the topic joy of praise. I was just thinking, all this week, I've just been kind of riding and thinking. I had a lot of stuff going on, and I had to stop because sometimes I could just overthink. You know, it's just too, I'm just thinking about this. I'm thinking about that. And how am I going to do this? And what am I, you know, I got to do this. I have this list of things, and I had to just stop and think about what I was thankful for. You know, it just really came to me, the importance and the joy that comes when you praise God. And you're just thankful when you're in a thankful state of mind. So I would stop and take stock of everything that I'm thankful for. And so before I get into my sermon, I want all of us to do that this morning, because you get so much joy when you start to really be thankful for all that you have. Take 1 minute here. Close your eyes. Think about everything that you're thankful for. Just take a moment. What are you thankful for? Your family, your children, your spouse, your home, your job, whatever it may be. For me, I'm really thankful that God thought enough to put me here. To put me here at Broadway Christian has been such a difference in my life, made such a difference. So I'm so thankful for that. That's one of the things. But take a minute. And then as you're beginning to kind of be thankful. Just one big thank you, God, is all I'm saying. Tell him, thank you, God. Literally out of your mouth. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yeah. Just one big thank you for all that he's done for us. And that's really all I want to talk about today, is just being thankful for all that he's done. The joy that comes from being thankful. I read this book almost every year. I probably haven't quite yet gotten to it this year, but in it, it's called Prison to Praise. And this fella is a chaplain in the army, I think. And he talks about his journey from prison to praise. And he was in prison. He'd got put in prison for going AWOL. He went AWOL. He did a lot of really crazy, wild things. It's a really good book, but he got put in prison for that. And when he came out, he started to look at life a little differently. And God began to show him how powerful praise is, how powerful it was for him to start to, instead of looking at the bad side of things, how things weren't going well, but to start to look at how things were going right, the things that were going right, not to ignore that things weren't going well, but to put first, to start off with those things that are going right, to praise God for those things that are going well in his life. And he went on to start to praise God just for everything, just to begin to thank him. God, I thank you. Even though this doesn't look quite like what I think it should, I thank you that you have a plan for me. And so although I'm going through this time of trouble right now, I can thank you that you are leading me down the path that I need to go. It's kind of where he was going with this. And it really blessed me. And it always puts me in a spirit of praise. And it helps me that then when I'm driving down the street, I'm like, oh God, I thank you for that person walking. Oh God, I thank you for the trees. They're so beautiful. Oh, I thank you, God, for the sun shining. But you know what? When I get out of the car, I feel so joyful, because there's so much joy in praise that when we get into that state or that spirit, or that just that atmosphere or mindset even of praise, of giving him praise in all things, it's very helpful to have a joyful day. It's helpful to have a peaceful day, because no matter what's going on, you know God has you right in the palm of his hand. So you can just thank him as you get that. You start to feel positive about him. You start to feel positive about all the things that he can do. So I've started to looking at scriptures, and the first one that came to mind was kind of what I had you all just do. And it's Psalms 104. And it says, "Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." And so that's what, when you just start off, you came into his house, enter into his house with thanksgiving. God, I thank you. I was able to come to church today. I thank you. I thanked him that we got here before 9 o'clock. We were rushing. We were rushing today because I had an extra head to comb this morning. And so I was like, God, thank you. We both, all three of us actually, when we hit Broadway, we're like, oh, thank you, God. It's not nine yet. We're making it. But just that. And we came in laughing and joyful, truly, because when we enter into his gates, when we come into his house, we can come into his house with praise. That's what he's saying. Come into his house with thanksgiving. And it's going to make, it'll make our services be joyful, and it'll make you feel joyful. It gives you joy when you walk in his praise. There's something about praising him that just brings joy to us. If you think about last week when I had that song sang at the end, I had that video. It was that song, Amen, because we've been really dealing with that song. But the joy we felt as we were leaving out when that song played, it's just that praising God, giving him praise and thanking him for being God, thanking him for what he's done for you, thanking him that he spared your life if that's the case. That's why I can never go anywhere where I don't take the opportunity to share with someone that he's my healer, that he healed my body. No matter what I'm doing, I find a way to ease that in, to give him praise that he's my healer. I thank him that he's my deliverer, that he brought me out when I didn't think I could make it. And I love to share my story of coming to Broadway Christian because I did not know where I was going or what I was going to do. But I'm so thankful that he did. And so I thank him, and I tell everyone when they say, oh, you're, I say, oh, it's a wonderful story. Let me tell you what happened, how I got there. Let me tell you about it. Always, there's so many people, I'm sure now in Council Bluffs, who know how I got to Broadway Christian. But to me, I'm so thankful. It's one of the top things on my list of being praising and thankful to God for, is that he orchestrated my life like that. When my mother passed away, I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't know what I was going to do because I worked with her for 20 years. I walked with her in ministry. So I didn't really know. I didn't even think that I would be pastoring myself. I loved taking care of her and guiding her and working out her stuff, you know. But God had a better plan. And so I am so thankful because I've never been happier. And I'm just so thankful for that. And so I know you can each think of something. That's how I can walk in joy. That's how I walk in joy. I try to, not always, but most days, I try to walk in joy. It's because I think about how good he's been. How good he's been to me. And I know you all have, because I've heard stories. You've all shared things with me throughout the last almost 3 years. Can you guys believe we're 1 month from me being here? 3 years. God is so good, isn't he? He's just so good. So I've heard stories, and I think of some of them. I was thinking of Carol and her, I want to say it was your niece that you talked about, that you had everyone praying for her. She's a baby, I imagine, at the time, but now she's up and functioning and doing well. But she shares that story, that testimony of God healing this baby. And now you can say, and now look at her now. That's a form of praise. We praise God, but it also brings us joy because we know God is a healer. We know that he did that. He's a prayer answerer. She had a prayer chain. If I remember the story correctly, there was a prayer chain for this baby. And the baby is now a big girl, I would imagine now. But that's a testament to how good God is and that he is a healer. And when we share those stories, we're praising God, but we're also helping someone else to feel joy, helping them to know that if he healed me, he can heal you. He's a healer. He can do it. We're just helping to spark that praise in someone else, to spark that joy, that thanksgiving. I'm so thankful that he did this for me. Let me tell you about it. And then they'll begin to believe God can do it for them. It's a wonderful thing that we have, that we can actually share our testimonies, can make a difference and bring joy or at least faith to someone, that they can dare to believe because you walked through it and you made it through. I can walk through it and I can make it through. It's that joy that it sparks. Psalms 52:9 says, for what we have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people. There we go. We can praise. We're praising him because he healed. We're praising him because he delivered. He set someone free. Someone is sharing their testimony of how good he's been to them. And I will hope in your name, for your name is good. And we're just sharing how good God is. And I tell you what, it sparks praise. It sparks praise in the next person. It sparks joy in the next person when you share what he's done for you, when you share how good he's been. You know, it's just that the power of a testimony. So I want to encourage you today. I know I'm talking about praise, but testimony came in my mind this morning when I was praying about this. But I want to encourage you to share. When God has done something wonderful for you, share it with others. Let them know. You're sparking that joy. You're sparking that hope that if he can do it for her, he can do it for me. Why? He has no respect of person. He loves us all. That's what his word says. So if he can heal me, he can heal you. If he can give you a job, if that's what you're looking for, he can do that for you. If you need your children to be saved, he can do that. Why? Because he saved mine. You know, it's just that we're sparking joy amongst each other and giving God the praise, telling people what he's done. And uplifting him. He's a wonderful God. God, I thank you for doing what you've done for me. And you're just sharing it with someone else. You're just sharing it, sharing that joy, sharing that testimony to uplift them and help them to move on, help them to trust in God. So that's what I'm just encouraging you today. As you go out into the world, you don't have to be as crazy as I am with just telling everybody and anybody. You don't have to do that. But when you find yourself in a situation where you feel your story could bless someone, share it. Share it with them and watch that joy come. Watch the spark of, wow, God can do that. He can do that for you. He can do that for me. There's so much power in sharing our testimony. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I really like this scripture. I go back to this one often. It's like really good instructions. It's really good instructions on what we should do. Pray always or continually. Give thanks in all things. In all things. That means no matter what's going on, no matter what the situation may look like, it may be troublesome, it may be tribulations, it may be trials, but know that God has his hand on you. So you can thank that. I thank you just for being God. God, I don't have the strength today. I'm going through so much, but I thank you that you're God. And I know you have me right in the palm of your hand. I know you're taking care of me. It may not look like it. It doesn't feel like it right now. I'm looking, there's trouble on every hand, but I thank you, God. That's thanking him in all things, in everything, no matter what it looks like at the time. Thanking him really is truly just out of faith. It's out of faith that you know, no matter what it looks like now, what the situation may look like, you know that God's got his hand in it. You know that he's going to take care of you. Why? He promised he would never leave us. He promised he would never forsake us. He's not a God that he would lie. So he's going to always be with us. He's going to always take care of us, no matter the situation, no matter what it feels like. And you know, we go through things and we do feel stressed. We do feel lonesome and we do feel lost. But God is with us. And that's the key. And so when we're thanking him, giving him praise for just that, you'll feel your spirit uplift. I know I've had those days. And that's why I can share. I generally use myself as an example so that I don't embarrass anyone else or anything or tell anybody's business. You know, I know a lot of people, but I can tell there are days when I'm just like, whew, I wake up in the morning and I just don't really want to do that day. I really don't. I'm like, God, I just really don't want to do this today. I don't want to do anything. I kind of want to just lay here. I don't want to get up. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to do nothing. But then I start to praise him. I start to thank him. But I thank you that you're God. I thank you that my hands are moving this morning. I thank you that my legs are moving this morning. You know, I start to just thank him and praise him, praise my way out of the bed and into the shower. But I have to keep praising him to get going. But then by the time I hit the floor, by the time I'm ready for start today, there's joy. There's joy from praising him, just giving and putting him first and praising him, entering into his presence with thanksgiving and praise. And that's what I encourage you to do. I know it gets rough. I know it. I'm not blind to that. I know we all go through trials. I know we go through things. But try praising him through it. And not in spite of it, but just through it. Praise it. Thank you, God. You're going to walk me through this. I'm going to make it. We're going to do it. It's going to be done because your hand is in it. Your hand is on me. Your hand is on my life. So I thank you. Regardless of what the situation looks like now, I expect to see good tomorrow. I expect to see better the next day. I just keep walking through that. Thank you. We're just speaking joy over that situation, speaking praise to God, but speaking positive over our situation and watch him walk us through it. I'm already to my last scripture. How did I do that? just talking. But that's because this is something that I truly believe in. I truly believe in the power of praise. That power of praise can change your whole atmosphere. It can change your house. It can change the atmosphere of your house. It can change the atmosphere of a room. You walk into that room and you are thanking God. It's under your breath. Oh, God. You know, I'm in a situation that's uncomfortable, but God, I thank you. I thank you that you put me in this room. I've had many of those occasions because of the seats and things that I sit on. And, you know, sometimes I'm just like, should I be here? But I thank God anyway. I say, God, regardless, you put me in this room. So I thank you. Help me do what you call me to do today in this atmosphere, in this meeting, in this church, wherever I'm at, whatever. God, I thank you. I thank you. I walk into his room. I walk into that room, thanking him and lifting him up and giving him praise, knowing that he has a purpose for everything. There's a reason that I'm there, whether I feel like I should be there or not. That's on me. That's my imposter syndrome that, you know, I have to fight with. But truly, it's whether he put me there, and so I can give him praise. I thank him, and he guides me through that situation. So I encourage you, even in that, that whatever you're going through, I'm just encouraging praise today. I just feel like if you praise God, he's going to walk you through that journey. It's not always easy, but the praise that feeling you get, that joy that you get from praising God will help you walk through that journey. It will. It'll help you make it through that journey. Now, finally, my last scripture that I wanted to share today is from Hebrews 13 and 15. And it says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And it's that sacrifice of praise that I want to zoom in on. It's hard. I just said it because I know what I'm preaching, so I'm ahead of myself. But that sacrifice of praise, it's that sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to praise God because it just doesn't seem like this should be happening to me. You know, it doesn't feel like this should be happening. So why praise? Sometimes you have to praise him, a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice to thank him. It's a sacrifice because you see your family members not well, or you see yourself, you're not well. Why? But it's a sacrifice to praise him because there's joy that comes with that praise. And he is the healer. He is the deliverer. His time is not our time. So we might be, come on, God, and do it right now. I need this right now. But he might say, no, I need this journey to last a little longer. So we have to make that sacrifice of praise, to praise him in spite of it. In spite of that, it feels like it's going on forever. Feels like I've been going through this for a lifetime. But we have to make that sacrifice of praise, to praise him anyway, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like, in spite of what you see with the natural eye. You have to know that God has you, and he's not going to fail you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's going to be with you always. So we have to sometimes make that sacrifice of praise. It's hard. I know it's hard, but we have to do it. And I tell you what, when you make that sacrifice of praise, joy comes. You'll have joy even in sorrow. You'll have joy. Why do I feel so at peace? It's that praise that you put God first. He gives you peace. He gives you joy when you seek him first. And so then you can walk through whatever the journey may be. You can walk through it because he's going to give you the joy and the peace just from making the sacrifice of praise. So I encourage you to try that this week from now on. But, you know, you can do it this week if you like. And I just believe so strongly in praise and praising him. I am truly just a praiser. You will see me I mean, just for no reason, I'll be like, thank you, God. Thank you. People are like, I was with a friend of mine, and we had never been, we were doing our dissertation together, and we were driving in a car. So she didn't know me. We knew each other, but she didn't know me. So we were in the car, and we were driving somewhere in Tulsa. And I just said, oh, thank you, God. And she looked at me like, what is wrong with you? But it was because I just felt the need to praise him right at that moment. I just felt that need to praise him. So you might hear me under my breath. I know Shelly catches me all the time up here just talking to him like, thank you, God, thank you. I can, you know, just sitting here. But that's just a part. I just am a praiser. And I tell you what, it does bring joy. Even when I'm going through trials, it does bring joy. So I encourage you today to make praise a part of your day. Start off your day with praise. God, I thank you for waking me up. I thank you that I made it to see another day. Just that. And try that and see, does it give you joy? Does it bring you joy? And then share your testimony when you get that opportunity. Just wanted to wrap that up and make sure I got that in one more time. So. But anyway, I'm done. I'm done this morning. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, and we give you praise today because you are worthy. You're so worthy of our praise. You're such a wonderful God. You are always so concerned for us, God, and you're concerned for everything that concerns us. And so we thank you. We thank you, God, for your love that's unfailing. We thank you, God, that you love us in spite of us. We thank you, God, for our family and our friends and Lord, for hope that we can hope in you, God, that we can trust in you, that we can lay out our lives before you. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, for bringing us all here today. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory because you're so worthy, because you're such a wonderful God, because you love us. We thank you today, God. And Lord, we lift up our prayer list again to you. We ask that you would bless and meet each one, each person on the list, God, person by person, face by face, that you would meet each one of them at their need. God, that you would be their deliverer, their healer, God, their salvation today. We thank you for it. We praise you. We honor you. God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.